also all the schools.
Mm-hmm.
What now? What organizations do you belong to? You belong to the DAR and the UDC
and the Eastern Star and the MSCW Club. That's my college group. The Delta Kappa Gamma. That's teacher group. Honorary teacher group. I mean, you have to get invited. You can't walk up and say, I want to join. And I'm vice president of all those things.
You are? My word. Wait, did you go to MSCW?
Yeah. At the time when it was called IIMC.
Well, would your degree be a BS then?
No, BA.
BA? Oh yeah, history would be a BA. Okay, sorry about that. Do you have any work after that? Any graduate work?
I started out teaching primary grades. That thing's not on now, is it?
No.
I started out in primary work. Primer, first grade, second grade. And then went on to fourth grade, fifth grade, sixth grade, seventh grade. And then I branched off into public school music, physical ed.
Phys ed? Little TCU was a phys ed teacher? I always had these Amazons who taught me phys ed.
Fires Point up in the Delta, I taught all the physical ed except boys football.
Why'd you teach that?
I even coached girls basketball.
You didn't.
I did. And I had all the physical ed, all the grades from first grade on up through 12th. And all the public school music. Then I came back to Jackson to teach. Mr. Bailey said, well, what do you want to teach this time? You've taught everything under the sun. I said, everything except history. And I don't know any history, so don't give me history.
Oh, he didn't.
So he gave me history.
That was crude.
His principle was that if a teacher didn't know her subject, she'd work.
Bully for him.
Oh, I had to burn the midnight oil to learn some history because I had not taken one single credit in college of history. Not one. I didn't like it. But when I found myself teaching history, I had to study. And I had to study to keep ahead of the kids.
I should think so.
They'd ask me questions I couldn't answer, and I got tired saying, I don't know. So I'd have to study on ahead, you know, to see what was going to happen. And the more I studied, the more I liked it. Well, at that time, you didn't have to have a certain number of credits to teach a subject. But pretty soon they put on the rule that you had to have, I've forgotten whether it was 45 or 54 hours credit in the subject you teach. And I didn't have any. So I had to start going to summer school. But it was all undergraduate work.
Getting these history.
To get these credits in history. I never got a master's. Because the colleges here at that time, Millsaps, Bellhaven, Mississippi College over in Clinton, didn't give a master's.
They didn't.
And I had to stay at home. I couldn't go off to get a master's, even in the summer. I had to stay at home with Mama.
Was your mother ill?
Mm-hmm. She broke her hip in 1937.
She lived here in this house
yes.
with you?
And so I had to stay at home with Mama, and I couldn't take Mama off to summer school. Mama didn't want to go to summer school.
No, I don't imagine she would, no.
No. So I never got my master's degree. Then, after I quit teaching, or before I quit teaching, they began giving better salaries to those who had a master's. I didn't have one. Then, later, they began to give more credit to those that had